Whitaker.
Oh, hello, Lucy. Would you like a grape?
No, thank you. Mr. Whitaker?
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't we, you know, leave?
You mean end the adventure?
No, I mean leave. Go back to Bethany.
Well, don't you like it here? Haven't you been enjoying this time following Yeshua or Jesus and the disciples?
Oh, yes. But I think we should go back to Martha and Miriam to tell them that Jesus isn't coming to help Eleazar.
Well, why would we tell them that?
Well, it's been 2 days now, and it doesn't look like Jesus wants to go.
You remember what he said when we gave him the message?
Yes.
He said that whatever happens to Eleazar would result in God's glory. Don't you believe him?
Sure I do. But I don't know. I thought Jesus would go right away because he loves Eleazar.
Lucy, I've learned over the years that Jesus does things in his own time for his own purposes. Even when he seems a few minutes or a few days too late, he works things out. You don't know this story, do you?
What story?
This adventure we're playing out. You don't recognize it?
No. Should I?
Well, I thought you would. It's okay if you don't, though. You really should have one of these grapes.
I think we should go back to help Martha and Miriam.
We may not have a choice. Look.
Gather your things. We're all going back to Judea.
Rabbi, just a short time ago, the Judeans were out to stone you. You want to go back there?
Aren't there 12 hours of daylight? If a person walks during daylight, he doesn't stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if a person walks at night, he does stumble because he has no light with him. Our friend Eleazar has gone to sleep, but I'm going in order to wake him up.
What? What's he mean? Eleazar was dying when we left.
Master, what do you mean?
Eleazar has died.
Died?
And for your sakes, I'm glad that I wasn't there, so that you may come to trust. Come, let's go to him.
Yes, my friends, we should go, so we can die with him.
Mr. Whitaker, Eleazar is dead.
I know, Lucy. Come on, let's go back to Bethany.
Such a long journey.
Further is it?
Oh, not far. We'll be there in a few minutes.
Maybe I'll run ahead to the house.
If you want.
Yeah. I'll see you there.
Where is she going?
To the house.
Eleazar has been dead for 4 days. Why does she want to rush to a funeral?
Martha. Martha?
Lucy, you have come to sit Shiva with us. Thank you.
I'm sorry it took so long for us to come back.
Us? Your guardian is with you?
Yes. And Jesus, Yeshua and the disciples, too.
The Master is here?
He's coming.
I must see him. I have to talk to him. Come quickly.
There. There they are.
Master. Master.
Martha.
Master, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Martha, your brother will rise again.
Yes, Lord. I know that he will rise again on the last day at the resurrection.
I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever puts his trust in me will live, even if he dies. And everyone living and trusting in me will never die. Do you believe this?
Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world.
The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. He heals the brokenhearted, binding up their wounds. When my anxious thoughts multiply within me, thy Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion upon them in their sorrow. This is my comfort in my affliction, that the word revives me. Oh, God. Miriam. Marta. Lucy, what are you... The Master. You brought the Master to us.
Yes. He is just outside of the village, and he wants to see you.
Yes. Yes, right away.
Don't just sit there. Miriam is going to the tomb to mourn. We must stay with her.
Marta, shouldn't we stop them?
No. We should go with them.
Please, let me through. Lord! 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 My Lord! If you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Oh, Miriam.
Yeshua.
Look, Mr. Whitaker.
Yes, Lucy. He loved Eleazar very much.
He healed the sick and the blind. Couldn't he keep Eleazar from dying?
I'm sure he could have, Lucy, but sometimes he has other plans. Where have you buried him?
Come and see.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion.
Take the stone away!
But Lord, it's been 4 days since he died. By now his body must be decayed.
Mr. Whitaker, I know this story.
Of course you do. You've known it all along.
Didn't I tell you that if you keep trusting, you will see the glory of God?
I know.
Father, I thank you that you've heard me. I myself know that you always hear me. But I say this because of the people standing here, so that they may believe that you have sent me.
But the name, his name.
Eleazar! Lazarus! Come out!
It's quite a party.
It's amazing.
Are you glad you came?
Oh, yes. I didn't realize what was happening. The name.
I try to make these adventures as authentic as possible. Eleazar, Marta, Miriam. Those are the names the Jews would say. You and I know them better as Lazarus, Martha, and Mary.
I feel silly now, getting so worried.
As we all do when we don't trust Jesus as we should. Well, if nothing else, it helped you appreciate what happened more.
We have to go now, right?
Don't you think we should?
I guess.
Go? Did I hear you say something about going?
Lazarus!
Ah, you foreigners have given up using our real names?
Eleazar, did you meet my guardian?
Marta and Miriam told me about you. Yochanan, is it?
In our tongue, it's John, yes.
Oh, all right, fair is fair. John, thank you for taking the message to the Master.
Oh, you're welcome. You look healthy.
I feel marvelous. But this party could kill me with all the handshakes, backslapping, and questions. You know what the rabbis want me to do?
No.
Go to the temple for the purification rites. Do they even acknowledge that I was dead and now I'm alive? No. They say I've been sleeping in a tomb and must be purified. They're so stubborn.
But a lot of people believe, Eleazar. What happened to you has taken away all doubt about who Jesus is.
And for them. And for me, he is the Messiah, and my love for him has grown with my belief. I should rejoin the celebration. We can't let it get out of hand.
It was nice meeting you, Lazarus.
Peace be with you, Yochanan. Lazarus.
I'm ready, Mr. Whitaker.
Then let's move on.
going back to its end.
I said we had to move on. I didn't say we were finished. You wanted to learn about Bethany, right?
Right.
There's more to the story. Eleazar.
What? Where?
This way. Eleazar.
We are not finished with you, Eleazar.
But I am finished with you. Lucy, Yochanan, you return for the Passover. Wonderful.
The Passover?
Eleazar, listen to us.
Let go of me. I will not listen. For 3 months now, you've badgered me with questions. I was dead, and Yeshua brought me back to life. What other proof do you need? Forgive this incident. Jeduthun and Ishad are rabbis in my synagogue.
Simon the leper is having a feast at his home tonight. Will Yeshua be there?
And what is that to you?
Eleazar! Don't you realize what he's been saying about himself? What the people claim he's been doing? Lepers, the blind, the crippled, all healed.
Am I supposed to be surprised by
this? He encourages these rumors. He claims that he will die. He now openly alludes to the possibility that he is the Messiah.
This is news to you? What do you think I've been saying all these months? Why do you think I have a house full of guests from morning to night? People hungry to hear what happened to me so that they might believe in him. Are you deaf as well as blind? Leave me alone.
I've had enough of this. I am no longer responsible for this thick-headed fool. Ishad, come along. Listen to me, Eleazar. Please.
Ishad!
Hear me out, Eleazar. After your experience, the Sanhedrin called an emergency meeting to discuss your teacher.
They thrive on meetings.
They said that if Yeshua continues, then the people will lift him up as Messiah and everyone will follow him.
As it should be.
They said that if the people lift him up, then the Romans will come and destroy both the temple and our nation.
That is God's business.
Ishad. You listen. The high priest said that it's better if one man dies on behalf of the people than for the whole nation to be destroyed. Eleazar, listen to me. I'm speaking to you as a friend now. Keep Yeshua away from the Passover celebrations in Jerusalem. This is no longer speculation. They want information about his whereabouts so they can have him arrested. Don't you see? They are actively planning his death. Only his, but yours.
Ha! What will they do? Send me to the grave again? I've tasted death, Ishad, and Yeshua has made it nothing. Nothing! Good day.
Oh. You have been warned, Eleazar.
Yada, yada, yada. Lucy, Yochanan, will you come back to my house, then go as my guest to Simon the Leper's? We are having a feast with the Master this evening.
Yeah.
We'd be honored.
Lucy, Yochanan, peace be with you as you enter our house again.
And with you.
Hi.
Miriam, look who's here.
Greetings to you both.
Don't mind my sister. She's not herself today.
What's wrong?
It's nothing. She has these dreams, you see.
It's more than a dream, I think.
She is convinced that something terrible is going to happen to the Master during Passover. What could happen to a man who raises people from the dead, I ask? Let them try something. What? What did I say?
Nothing, my beloved. Carry on with your preparations.
Is there anything I can do to help?
I will not be humiliated again by having my guest play servant. Make yourselves at home. Tonight we are going to Simon the Leper's for the biggest feast since Eleazar returned to us from the dead.
Come, my friend, sit and eat. Everyone, please, I am honored to have you here. My house is blessed by your presence. Master, please sit. I know that you and your disciples must be weary from your long travels.
Thank you, Simon.
Do we sit here, Eleazar?
Yes, this is our place.
Oh, I feel guilty. There's so many people waiting outside.
They say this has been happening everywhere Yeshua goes. Lord, tell us about the fig tree. Fig tree? Master, are you so drained for conversation that you're now discussing fig trees? Well, this was no ordinary fig tree, Eleazar. When it had no fruit for us to eat, the Master cursed it. Later, we found it withered beyond recognition. How did the fig tree wither so quickly?
What about it, Master? Have you lost your taste for figs?
No. But I'll tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go. Throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer.
Now, my friend!
Wait, Master!
Miriam?
I have something for you, my lord. A pint of pure oil of spikenard.
What is she doing, Eleazar?
I have no idea.
With this, I anoint my master's head, and I humbly present it to my master's feet. My lord and my God.
It's as if she's preparing him for burial.
I was afraid of this. The dreams have driven him mad.
I don't understand.
Miriam, stop it! Stop! Master, I protest!
Oh, sit down, Yehuda.
Yehuda?
Judas.
Judas?
Master, this perfume is worth a year's wages.
You're telling me.
Could have been sold. The money given to the poor.
Leave her alone. What she has done is beautiful to me. You always have the poor among you. But you will not always have me. She kept this for the day of my burial. Rise, Miriam. I tell you the truth. Wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
Well, may we eat now?
Yes.
Bring the food, quickly.
It's terrible, Mr. Whitaker.
What? The food?
No. It's terrible to know what's coming. It's soon, isn't it?
Oh, probably a week.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see him die.
Pardon me, but the master would like some water.
I'll get it for him.
No, Lucy. I merely wanted you to,
No, really. I want to do it. I'll be right back.
She's going to make someone a very good wife.
I think you're right, Eleazar. Pass the dates, please.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Some water, please? Excuse me.
Allow me, young maiden.
No, I'll get it. Just tell me where it is.
The jars are in the back.
Thank you. In the back. Oh, here they are. Who's there?
Hello, fair one. You remember me, Rabbi Jedathan?
Yeah, I remember you. What do you want? Simon is inside.
It's not Simon I want. Is he in there? Yeshua.
You mean Jesus?
Well, call him what you will. Is he in there?
I better get Simon.
No, no, no. I'm asking a simple question that requires a simple answer. I have some friends here from Jerusalem who want to talk to him. That's all.
No.
They're willing to pay handsomely.
No.
Pardon me?
Judas.
Ah, one of the disciples. Better still.
I believe you were sent for some water.
Yes, I was. I'm getting it. But this man wants me...
Don't worry about what this man wants. I'll deal with him. Go back inside.
Yes, sir. Judas?
What?
Never mind.
It was a wonderful, wonderful feast. Simon is an artist. You know, he has eyes for Martha. And I believe she does for him. Why else does she work so hard to help him?
Well, thank you for inviting us along, Eleazar.
Oh, an honor for me. Lucy?
Yes, sir.
Don't be so downhearted. Forget what happened with Rabbi Jedathan. Good days are ahead of us. It's the Passover. When we get home, I'll have Martha prepare you some nice, warm goat's milk. It will help you to relax, to sleep.
Aren't you worried, Eleazar?
For me? No. Let them plot and plan. I am worried only for Martha and Miriam. Especially for Miriam. You saw how she behaved tonight. Heart is breaking. She's so convinced that something will happen to the master. But he does as he wishes. Tomorrow he will go to Jerusalem. Here we are. Your rooms are prepared. Please forgive the noise when Yeshua and the disciples arrive. They live outdoors so much, they sometimes forget their manners when they stay with me.
Oh, I'm sure we won't notice. Thank you for all your hospitality.
You two are almost part of our family now. I look forward to many happy days ahead. Now, straight to the kitchen with you for that goat's milk.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night. Please, wait here with me.
Of course, but why?
We've been followed. I didn't want the girl to be frightened. All right, whoever you are, come out now. Out! I know you're there in the bushes. Come out!
Eliezer.
You're a poor assassin, Ishad. You should keep your knife in its sheath so it won't reflect the moonlight. Who sent you?
You know. You were warned.
Are you here for me or the master?
For you.
Well?
Well, what?
I'm here.
I can't.
Why not?
I told them. I keep telling them I'm a priest, not a murderer.
Time will change that.
Maybe so. But not tonight.
There's always tomorrow. You'll have many opportunities at the Passover.
Goodbye, Eliezer.
Goodbye, Ishad. I will see you in Jerusalem.
Mr. Whitaker, Eliezer.
Good morning, Lucy.
Well, did you sleep well?
Too well. I wanted to see Jesus before he left.
You can. You look there in the distance. That man riding the colt. See?
Oh, no.
I suspect he'll make a grand entrance into Jerusalem. The people are with him. For now.
Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
Yes, from the prophet Zechariah.
I missed him.
Well, he'll be back tonight. Come inside and we'll make you a morning meal you'll never forget.
I can't believe I missed him.
Oh, that's all right, Lucy. Standing here watching him ride to Jerusalem is the best way to end this adventure. And the perfect way to start another one.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Well, come on, let's have some breakfast.
You can be sure that Wynn and Lucy eventually made it back to Odyssey. But is that the end of the adventure? No! Jesus rode to Jerusalem and set into motion the greatest events in history. Do you know what happened? If not, then you won't want to miss the original Imagination Station adventure, where a young boy named Digger Digwillow gets to witness firsthand what Jesus did in Jerusalem. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. An Adventure in Bethany was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. Chuck Bolte is our executive producer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.